Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'll see you into the canyon.
Every single time we start this show and I just can't concentrate because the episode was so intense.
Oh my gosh. When we were watching it, like, just my brain cells were like multiplying, trying to think about what's going on and keep up.
So focused, and I still don't understand.
With what was going on with the episode. This is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the one and only Affair After Show. I don't know.
There's a lot going on.
We're going to talk about it, but we definitely are on some trip right now.
We're on another level.
I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint, all day, every day. Of course, I got my main chick, Kelly Knezovich.
You know, this is so sad. I mean, I love being here with you. Right. You are my homie.
Yeah.
But I am missing our girls.
I know. But they will be back
next
week.
They'll be back next week.
We'll be a full team.
Guys, I'm Kelly Knezovich. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Knez. Let's start talking about it.
All right. So, first and foremost, I do want to say, and I brought this up last week.
Okay.
I like that it appears, because before we would see the two different versions,
yes,
and they would kind of intertwine, but a lot of times it would be very, you know, varying perspectives.
Right.
And the way they've done it with last episode and this episode, it seems that it's very fluid.
Yes.
Like, whatever has happened on one end is also happening on the other end, just the other side.
Right.
So there's no, like, this is...
They come together.
Exactly.
Like, with last week, it was Helen and Noah and the whole getting arrested type thing.
Right.
You know, like,
right,
they did come together. And
right,
same with this one,
right,
too.
Right, right. Very much so. There was one varying aspect where there was two different versions of the, one of the scenes. Right. But in this one, I didn't see anything really overlap. It was just, like, you know, a half of two holes, if I can use that term. So, or two halves of a hole, whatever. I'm so confused. I always do this when I get this show. I just can't talk.
It's so hard because the last 2 minutes of every episode,
right,
a minute even,
right,
it brings you back to present day, or what we think is present day, I guess.
Right, right.
And then it's really difficult to go back to, okay, let's go back and talk about Allison from years ago. It's just, my brain does not do that.
Right.
We got to do it, though.
Yeah, we have to. So these two versions were about Allison Cole, which we figured was going to happen because last week we talked about Noah and Helen.
Yes.
So it does start off with Allison, and this was something that we did not see coming. I didn't see coming. I don't know about you, but I did not see coming.
Right.
We first see her leaving a message with Noah. Now, my first question is, when she leaves this message, we know it's Noah because of what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. But was there an instance where last week, did Noah get a voicemail from her or get a phone call from her? I thought that he did.
When he was at the hotel?
Whatever. Holiday Inn.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. Right. Trevor? Oh, gosh. I'm, like, mixing up all these names. Her son was cramping in his stomach and everything.
Yes,
he talked to Allison, and Allison came with the beers, and they were sitting outside.
Martin.
Definitely not Trevor. Don't know where that came from.
Right.
So last week, they did talk on the phone, but that was not this call.
I thought that he had gotten, and maybe this was a different one, but I thought that he was talking with someone, and he got, okay, that was something different.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That was something different. Okay. Where he got a phone call and didn't answer it. But he was actually with Allison. This is when they were eating. They had lunch together, what have you. And she was talking about looking for places. And he was like, I don't know about all of that.
Okay.
So that's the scene thinking of. But that's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
So anyway, we see that, you know, she does leave a message with him. And then she goes in to report to Yvonne.
After she realizes she's basically late.
Exactly. For her position, who, you know, she's her assistant.
And okay, so, can I ask you, Lem, when she got hired, did you think it would be smooth sailing? Did you think there would be any problems?
I mean, I thought that if there were any problems, it would be with Yvonne.
Okay. Yvonne, and it would be between Yvonne and Allison.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. I did not think that there would be any problems with Robert.
Did you foresee this happening?
Not at all.
Okay.
That's why I said I did not foresee this happening. I saw that maybe just because you could tell with Yvonne, she's a very strong-willed person. Mm-hmm. She seemed to be very about her business, but also kind of like my way or the highway. You know, type situation.
Absolutely.
I did see that with Yvonne, but I did not foresee this particular situation happening whatsoever. And of course, it happened because of a certain thing that we'll get into in just a second.
We shall get into it.
But she does report into her for a position, and she's super rude.
Yeah.
She's very short with
her.
She's
very business.
Very much so. But it's different than what she's acted previous.
Right.
So obviously Allison is taking note of that, and she's just like, okay, you know, just kind of weirded out.
It reminds me very much of The Devil Wears Prada, where she just goes into report, and she's like, okay, what would you like me to do? And she's like, this, right. You know, and anything else I can help you with?
Right.
Yeah, I'm telling you what you need to do to help. It just seemed very, I guess, in character for Yvonne. We don't know her all that well, but, I mean, as we've seen in the past with family dinners or anything, right. She's... I don't know if I'd say bossy, but she's definitely, she's stuck in her ways.
She's bossy.
Okay,
I would call her bossy.
So it makes sense, but I think she kind of went a little over the edge.
Oh, she went very much over the edge.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. And we also find out that she's been reading Noah's book.
Yes.
Which she says is fascinating.
I was very shocked that Allison actually asked her, so are you reading Noah's book? Based on how Yvonne was to her.
Was acting.
I would have just shut up and went on with my day.
And did my thing.
I wouldn't have been like, so, are you? I just feel like that really kind of got under Yvonne.
Took her over the edge. Yeah. Sure, and I think very well could have been the situation. She does go to start helping Robert with his exercises, which Yvonne was kind of like, you know, a little off about. Like, why are you doing that?
Right.
I have someone else, Hugo, that's going to come help. But if you absolutely must, you know, have at it. Go right ahead. So she starts helping with the exercises, and she asks him how, you know, about her being treated, like, hey, why is she acting this way? And if he kind of just puts it off by like, well, you know, that's kind of how she is, and she gets in her mood, you know, whatever. He's just kind of making excuses, but just don't worry about it. It's no big deal. And then we find out that Robert himself had an affair on his first wife with Yvonne.
But it's Yvonne's friend whom he was married to.
Exactly. Which is
to
huge.
To whom he was married.
Right.
I mean, I didn't think that was going to be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But, that was
at least he can relate to Allison now. And he knows from this, what does he say exactly? He says something along the lines of, you know, I can tell it's going to work out for you and Noah as well. And that's when Allison's like, whoa. Like, how do you know
slow your roll.
I had an affair type of thing? She didn't say that. But he was like, oh, you know. I can tell,
I can sense it.
Yvonne has read passages from the book, which the book is very, it's basically Noah's life.
Right.
So I feel like Robert was very much so on the same page as Allison, and he just kind of, not blurted out, but said, I know about you.
Right.
I know about you and your history with Noah.
Right.
And but Allison's kind of taken aback by that.
I also think, though, that it wasn't extremely totally about his intuition, so to speak, because he knows about the book and he knows that, you know, Noah's talking about Allison in the book. So he kind of made it out to seem like, oh, yeah, you know, this is, you know, the situation, blah, blah, blah. But there was more to it, you know, and we find out more as we continue to move on.
Did you get any sense that Robert was judging her? When he was saying, oh, like, I know about you and Noah, or I could tell you had an affair as well. Did you, I mean, I think she was kind of like, oh, crap, like, you caught me, I'm so awkward now because you know that I had an affair type of thing.
I think the whole time, when I first remember Robert coming in the picture, and we first saw him, because, you know, he was fishing, we saw him kind of see her, or she see him, excuse me, and then that one time he kind of asked her, you know, hey, you're going into town, I'll tell you, and they started talking, and he, you know, we tell he's an older gentleman. And when his character first came in, he just seemed like more of like a dad, kind of a father figure. Father figure, exactly. In a sense. And so I don't want to say judging, but he kind of was just looking at her like, hey, let me just take you under my wing. Whatever you need, I got you. You know, you're here. You know, this is not your home. You know, your normal surroundings. Mm-hmm. I know you're here with Noah. You're by yourself a lot. You know, let me help you out with that. That's kind of how I took it. But going further in and seeing this particular
episode,
this broke all of that.
Yes.
Because there's obviously more to the situation.
Yeah, he knows her real well.
Right. I thought it was very interesting that he said, oh, you didn't kill anybody. Which, you know, is very telling because we know that this murder trial is up and we know that there's, we have our, you know, kind of premonition about, like, who killed Scotty. And Allison is someone that could be a suspect. Done that.
Yeah,
definitely, in our minds.
Right.
So saying that was kind of, it's just how the writers do that. And the writers did that a lot this particular episode. They put a lot of quotes in there that was very foreshadowing and very had double meanings. And yeah, the writing in the show was
great. It was so good tonight.
It's great. It's great.
There are so many times where I was like, what
does
it mean?
We had to like rewind, stop. What did you say? Hold on.
We were literally investigating every single line. I mean, especially, how he was like, oh, I guess you have this effect on men.
Exactly.
You know, just, let's get to that.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of effect.
I'm jumping ahead. I'm too excited.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But speaking of effect, she, Allison, had a big effect on...
A huge effect,
if you want to call.
Oh, God.
Man. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, as Allison was doing her thing with, you know, massaging his leg, Mr. Robert got an erection.
Yes.
And it was very awkward. And she sees it and she's like, oh, I didn't even realize like you felt that way kind of situation. Because I think Allison in this moment, as far as Robert is concerned, is very innocent.
Mm-hmm.
I think she also saw him as like a father figure type.
Right.
No one that she would be
that she would ever
interested
have
in.
An affair with or any interest in.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see that at all.
No.
I did, however, and I will say this, even as time progressed and some of the times that, and I can say this now because we see what has happened, but, you know, a lot of times when things happen in shows like this or in situations like this, you look back and say, like, was there any signs or anything like that? And I will say there were times that Robert would look at her in a way that seemed very, like, you know, like he was kind of checking her out.
Right.
Or like he was,
I think it was any time in which she was vulnerable.
Right.
When she was talking about her son in the woods, when she was discussing the chemistry between her and Noah, which... Mm-hmm. Their chemistry is unbelievable.
Right.
And especially when she was talking about their chemistry and how he kissed my cheek and then it turned into, you know, just happened, like all that stuff. It was hot. And it was just her. There was nobody else in the picture.
Nobody
but it was
else.
Very, I don't know, it was very exciting to watch her talk about their chemistry and how much they love one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why he got excited, but it was still, it kind of came out of left field a little bit for me just because I was very, very focused on the fact that he's a father figure and he wants to help guide her in the right direction. And, it's okay, Yvonne, don't even worry about it. But it kind of turned into something a little more than
something a little more. Yes,
I didn't
a lot
like
more.
It.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. But hence, this is what happened. You know, she, and then I think it was very, even though that happened and of course, you know, whatever, it was very, again, awkward. The fact that he said, I guess that you have that effect on men, I think was like sleazy.
Yeah.
I think that was a very slime ball type move. Like, oh, like I only got this erection because you're just this promiscuous, sexy woman that, you know, has this oozing sex, you know, appeal about you and that I could help myself, you know, and you do this to all men.
Not taking any responsibility
exactly,
for that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So
and then maybe jumping ahead to Cole's story, how mm-hmm. how she was like, oh, I'm a slut. Mm-hmm. Everyone sees me as a slut. I mean, if that conversation actually happened, right. Then again, that's Cole's version, not her own.
Right.
It kind of makes sense because she would perceive herself as a slut if he's kind of making her see it this way.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because, I mean, let's jump ahead a little bit, because when she looks at the book, right, she mm-hmm. hasn't read Noah's book at all, Descent. And so after, you know, she leaves, she goes back after Mr. Robert, you know, says some things to her, which we'll say in a minute.
Yes.
But when she reads the book, she finds out all the things that Noah said to her.
But they are all true, though.
Right, right. But in a way, the way she's reading it and all she's doing is seeing that mm-hmm. all about her and all these different things.
Yeah. It's like she's an object. Right. I mean, how he said sex, she is sex.
She is sex.
She is the definition of sex.
Right.
Yeah.
So you get something like that. It's like it takes away anything else.
Any human... Anything right. about being human.
Anything.
She's
your
just
personality,
an object.
Like
yeah.
all of that. You're all about the sex.
She is sex.
You are sex. I can't, like, the one of the lines was something about, like, my marriage didn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Because
oh, yeah,
of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That was a huge line.
No marriage, no matter how strong, could survive her.
Exactly. Exactly. So, right? So, of course, that's going to mess with her.
Oh, absolutely.
Because here she is. This is a man that, you know, she does love. And then all of a sudden, you know, she finds out, you know, she's with this older man who, again, she's perceiving as someone totally different. All of a sudden, he gets excited.
Yeah.
And so she's
and he
like,
kind
well,
of blames
right.
her for his excitement.
Right.
And same
right.
with Noah in his book. No marriage right. can survive her.
Exactly.
Like, she... I mean, he probably didn't say
right.
she did this to my marriage, but it was kind of like I could not help myself. Like
couldn't
it was
myself.
All her. She
no.
she was the one that just pulled
right.
me away from my marriage
right.
because of her sex appeal. Blah blah blah.
Yeah,
what?
It's all messed up.
Yeah,
I think in Allison's case, it's messed up because what it does is it makes her seem like everything is her fault. Like
yeah.
anything bad that has happened to her in relation to like. Her, you know, her and Cole and even her and Noah and any other type of situation she's had, everything is her fault. Anything negative is her fault. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's fair because it's not anyone, you know, it's they're not taking, basically what they've said, as far as what they should be honoring.
Right.
In the sense of, you know, not taking blame for it.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
At all. Like it's not them. So, speaking of Robert, he actually goes after...
This was the next scene, right?
Yeah.
Or
well, she...
She was still in the same clothes, I think.
She goes down into town after this.
Oh,
she does go into town to get the things that for Yvonne. Mm-hmm. You know, she's still in her assistant role. Gets the thing for Yvonne. She does find out that Yvonne's been talking about her.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird and awkward also. And saying all these things about her. She comes back. Yvonne's continues to be mean to her, and this is when the family's there.
Right.
And so she's very short with her, ordering her around like she's like some servant or peasant or whatever.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, where are they at and do this and, oh, okay, thank you, we don't need you, bye.
Yeah.
Type situation. And then that's after that is when Robert comes to the house.
So it's all in a day's time.
All in the same day.
Poor thing.
All in the same day. So Robert comes, and at this moment, I'm like already feeling Robert is just, he's a weak-minded individual.
Yeah.
Like, I saw him as somebody that was there for her while Noah was gone, and then he just, you know, he just flipped the script for me. And I just really lost the respect that I had for him
mm-hmm.
And his character. He then comes over to the house, and then it all breaks loose. He starts talking to her and starts making up all these excuses and starts talking about all these things. And you know what's coming at this point.
Right.
Is that
she doesn't know, though.
Yeah.
She's kind of...
He's like, and. And then he basically says, you know, like, we don't need your services anymore. She's like, well why? And so he starts giving them all these reasons, talking about, you know, that Yvonne has this guy that she
just
wants.
Graduated.
Right. And she wants to mentor, and he would be a great assistant, who also happens to be male.
Yeah.
So just
fancy
saying,
that.
Just putting that out there. And then, oh, yeah, Hugo is going to be coming now.
Yep.
Another male. So I feel like Yvonne has already, based on the book, which she read, and that's really now we find out after, because at first we're like, why is she being so mean? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, why did she change everything?
It's a book.
She's read
got
this book.
Got in Yvonne's head.
And it got in Yvonne's head.
Yep.
And now that's all she can think about.
Yeah.
And then the fact that, you know, the situation that happened with Robert, he's like, oh yeah, like, I can't have this because what's going to happen is I've already cheated on someone
right.
to be with someone else. So,
and I think Yvonne was a little hesitant as well, especially
oh, sure.
since Allison comes in short. shorts, and you know, it's typical Allison clothing, right. And I didn't really see, I mean, it wasn't like super low cut and right. like showing her butt and everything like that, but I mean I think Yvonne wanted... Then again, I feel like Yvonne was going to get upset with her for anything mm-hmm. and everything.
Well, she was already... I mean, she was already there.
Yeah.
She had been reading the book. She was already there. So everything she was doing was just pointing out these different things. But again, it was all in the thing that anything that she did was seductive.
Right.
And that's all she saw her as, the seductive woman who's going to be like a Delilah and, you know, get with my man. Yeah. And that's it. And that's all she saw. So Yvonne basically threw the hammer down. That's how I feel. I don't think this was Bruce's decision.
Robert, excuse me.
I don't think this was Robert's decision. I think this was all her.
But I also feel like Robert, when he went to go talk to her, he didn't seem whipped. Or anything. I feel like he was very firm and kind of being like, you know what? We don't need you anymore. Because Hugo's coming back. Like, he wasn't like, oh, yeah, Hugo's coming back next week. Like, I'm sorry that we have to fire you. It's Yvonne's decision. Like, he kind of stood up for Yvonne, I felt.
Well, I don't know. I might have to disagree just because I think that he, if Yvonne wouldn't have said anything or wouldn't have had a problem with it from jump, I think that she would still be there as the assistant. I think she would definitely be there. I think that what happened was Yvonne was upset. And I think Bruce then...
Robert.
I keep calling him Bruce. Why
do you okay.
Because they're both guys I don't like.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
probably why.
They're Oscar in there, too.
Right. I know. But I think with Robert, I think it's because, you know, basically what happened, I think he sees now that, yes, I could possibly... Something could happen.
But then she brings up to him, she's like, is this about what happened earlier? And
well,
or in the afternoon, and he said, don't make that into something that it wasn't.
He's going to say that. That's just a defense mechanism. I think that's
true.
I think he's just trying to defend that because, again, that's a super awkward kind of thing. Like, let's not talk about that because, you know.
Then again, yeah, I don't think he'd want to take responsibility for that.
Yeah, no, that would totally be taking responsibility. And it's easier just to say, like, well, we decided that this is going to happen and now this is the situation. And so we really don't need you anymore. You can actually go back to doing what you need to do. Because to me, What tied that all together was his statement, and I wrote that down. It says you were never meant to be someone's assistant.
Ooh, yeah.
So when he said that, to me, that just tied everything together. Like, look, you are not an assistant. Like, you really are someone that is like what she's pictured in the book. And I think that you need to figure out what that is, but you're not meant to be an assistant.
You're not meant to be here.
You're not meant to be here in that capacity.
That makes sense, yeah.
And that was his just, you know, kind of thing, like, you were never meant for this.
I think he just kind of cut it off.
Right.
Just move on.
Yeah, and it was just easier for, exactly, because her, if he then, because you're always going to be in the defense, if he basically cheated with his wife's friend, and that's how he got his wife now,
mm-hmm.
Because he was with the friend. You know that wife is like, oh no, there's no way
not
that there's anybody
happen.
Coming around because
yep.
I know how you got me. So you're not far from it.
Right.
You could leave me for somebody else.
Exactly.
And here's Allison, pretty girl. Now she knows what she's capable of doing based on this book. Oh no, she's out of here. She's done.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like it's more on her.
Yvonne's doing.
You know, doing
okay,
than,
yeah.
Than
I
Robert.
Feel like Allison felt a very strong connection, emotional connection to Robert.
Yes.
And so I think Allison's very hurt, not only that she doesn't have a job, but mm-hmm. the fact that Robert was just very quick to the point and mm-hmm. like, all right, bye. I think Robert may have started to get feelings for her
no.
or at least connect with her emotionally.
Sure.
I mean, physically, we saw that happen.
Right.
But I think that he doesn't want to take responsibility again for mm-hmm. being like, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm attracted to you. Like, you know, because clearly that would be Allison's fault.
Right.
But I think it was smart for him, I guess, under Yvonne's doing, mm-hmm. to just kind of cut it off quickly. And early on, too, so it didn't
sure.
really escalate.
Sure. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, up to this point, she doesn't know what's going on. Like, why is all this happening?
Yeah.
So at that point, and we're going to go jump back into that, she goes back, you know, to kind of talk to Yvonne and like, hey, you made a mistake. I don't know what's going on. No one's there. She sees the book. She sees that
she flips through the pages,
finds out all this stuff that Noah said, and now she's furious because now she knows why.
Yep.
Now she knows why they decided this was going to happen. So where does she go?
It's interesting to see how Noah views her. Because I think mm-hmm. that we see it as the audience. But for her to see how Noah views her, for her to say, I don't know who views her. Mm-hmm. I think that's very telling for her and her relationship. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, I mean, then again, it's Cole's version. And based on whether or not that conversation did actually happen, she is like, why am I a slut? Why do people think I'm a right. slut? But I think that that was very telling for her to see, mm-hmm. wow, Noah actually views me as sex.
Right.
Like, he loves me, but he views me as sex. It's just, it's very telling.
No, it's very telling. And I think, too, with Allison, I think, you know, looking at last season and even this season, her character was always one that she just isn't always very sure of herself.
Yeah.
She's always, like, thinking, like, you know, she gets herself involved in things that she shouldn't, like, with the whole drug dealing situation that we saw last season. Of course, the affair in itself, you know, doing things that knowing is not right. I mean, I feel like her whole life, she's kind of been that way, you know, and Cole is the type of man, you know, who she was married to, is very strong, strong-willed man. You know, he's a man's man, you know, works with his hands. And I think that's why, you
what
know.
What did Tori call him? A ranch hand?
Yeah. You're my ranch hand.
Nope.
So I think that she's, you know, she wanted that initially with him. And that's why, you know, she gravitated him because he's a strong man, you know, he's caring. And we see, we're jumping, but it's cool because that's how the show
does. That's how the show
does. But when we see, you know, in Cole's version, how, you know, she goes back to him and, you know, she's wants him there. You know, she wants his comfort there.
Well, because he didn't see her as sex.
Right.
He saw her as a human being.
Exactly, exactly.
And I think at that point, she's kind of like, okay, Noah sees me as a sex object, and Cole, my husband, we share all these memories together, but also he views me as a person with emotion, something that she hasn't really, that Noah doesn't really see her that much. I mean, because every time they have sex, it's so hot. The chemistry is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But do they really discuss much when they're, I mean, he talked about Martin with her, but and like kind of Helen, kind of the situation here and there, and Whitney, but it's never really like, how was your day, hon?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, he did it at first because he was trying to get her.
Yeah, when they were in Montauk.
When they were in Montauk and they were trying to get it. And that's a great segue into where she went, because after finding out the whole book, where did she go? Oh, let's go and go to Helen's house.
Hot damn!
So she goes all the way to Helen's house there in New York and looking
Helen,
for Noah. And so Helen is just like, oh no.
Had some very interesting words.
What are you doing here? Like, you are tripping. And so it was interesting that Helen basically broke down Noah and what she's gotten into with him. And basically said, look, you know, he's going to be charming at first.
He's going to be the greatest man.
You're going to fall in love. All of these things. And then after a while, that's going to fade. And then everything that happens is going to be your fault.
Because Noah's going to, you know, he's going to start thinking that you're the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know him
exactly.
so well.
Exactly. Exactly. That's his MO. And we see that happening.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning, he was very charming. You know, he was
all
unhappy in
Allison.
His relationship. It's all about her.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally left his family, you know, to be with her. And here they are together. He proposes to her super early, but, you know, he proposes to her, all of these things. And now we see that there's, you know, what he sees in the book and basically how he's been treating her as of late. It's kind of going into what, you know, Helen is saying. And so I think once she leaves there, she has this perspective that she didn't have before.
Well, I mean, not only Helen, but the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
That exactly. Now Noah views her as straight up sex.
Exactly.
But then also now Noah's going to start taking everything out on her because she's going to become the enemy if she isn't already.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So the last scene in her version is that she takes a train to Montauk, which and then it goes into Cole's version. I'm like, oh, gosh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of things that we can look at with some of the dialogue that's happening. I know that one thing that it constantly is a theme that I foresee is that how everything intertwines, how this show really works as far as, like, we were talking about the writing earlier, but how they kind of put these things together and how the characters are. I think the characters are amazing that end up in the show, because a lot of times we'll see a character and it'll seem like they're a small part, you know, we may just see as a fleeting moment, but then there's something that character is there
for. There's
a
reason why every character, right. every interaction is brought up. Like when Cole was driving Bruce home, mm-hmm. that's going to pop up again sometime in the future. Like we know that there is a reason, there is a purpose mm-hmm. for everything that happens.
Well, it was like when Cole drove him home and then ends up almost hitting the child of who we know now as Louisa, and how she ended up coming later. You know, at first it was just like, oh, okay, like, da, da, da. And we kind of knew, it was like, something's going to happen.
Yep.
But that's what's so great about this show.
Yeah.
They do that.
And we saw her tonight, too, but not at Bruce's.
No.
It was at Tori's.
And she was all over Cole's version.
Oh, God.
So let's get into that. Cole shows up at a woman's house, and it was the woman that we saw in a previous episode that, you know, was in the taxi as he was driving the taxi, and she was all over him, wanting a piece of him.
Oh, yeah.
And he was kind of like, oh, you know, get off me, you know, type thing. We found out her name is Tori. And so he shows up at a woman's house, and then when he, you know, rings the doorbell, we see Louisa.
Yeah.
Who, at this moment, the last time we saw her was basically when he almost hit her son.
Right. With Bruce.
With Bruce.
Right.
He was dropping Bruce off at the house he was at. And I don't know if it was his house or the person he was with's home.
Right.
I'm still not clear on that. You guys can maybe, you know, chat on that. Tweet us about that if you know exactly. Give us your opinion on that. So
we definitely have a lot of questions from tonight.
Oh,
so
gosh.
We would love to hear what you guys have to say.
Please.
If you have any input.
Help us out. We would love it. So she opens the door and he's like, oh, hey.
You're the same person.
How you doing? Right. What are you doing here? And he's like, I'm working. You know, what are you doing here? Type thing. So then he walks in, and so he walks up the stairs, and you're like, okay, where is he going? And we see the young lady from the cab, and she's bucket naked, and they start going at it, start sleeping together, and then. Boom! Husband walks in.
I thought you were golfing. Okay. All right. Well, that ended quickly.
Man.
That was short lived.
Knocks her out. Knocks him clean.
He's done for.
Yeah. So socks him in the face, and then we see that. So the real estate lady. So he goes back home, and then we see this real estate lady show up at his property. And she's, saying, you know, trying to sell it. And he's like, it's not for sale. Like, what are you doing? Finds out Scotty, mm-hmm. you know, is involved in this. So he rushes on over, to Scotty. And, we find Scotty's like living in some boathouse or whatever. And then, we see that he's talking about wanting to open a nightclub. I want the money. I need $1 million type thing. He's like all kind of discombobulated with all these reasonings. Like, I want to do this. I want to do that. And Cole is like, no, that's what are you talking about? That's not going to work. All of this stuff. And then we see, lo and behold, Louisa.
Yep.
And he's like, oh. And he's like, do you guys know each other? And he's like, yeah, kind of. And she's like,
no, I don't really know him.
Type thing. And so then we see, again, talking about earlier, these stories intertwining. It's crazy. We also see that Scotty is dealing drugs.
Yes.
And remember, they were running drugs, you know, their
in
business.
The ranch.
So he's still selling drugs, which is not good.
Cole. But we see Scotty tell Cole that he wants to sell the house because because Oscar's trying to get a loan from someone, I don't know, for the lobster roll to make it his own.
Right.
And the loan fell through, so Scotty's like, no, I want to turn it into a nightclub. I only need $1 million.
Right. That's it.
So,
that's
just all. Casual. So he's going to try to sell the house.
Right.
And which he's like, man, think about it. You know, think about, just don't say no quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really funny when Louisa comes out, how Scotty's just like, quick, right away, he's like, don't fuck her.
Right.
Do not have sex with her.
Right.
I mean, just very quick.
Yeah.
He's very territorial of Louisa.
Right.
Although they're nothing, and he has sex with everyone in town, or half the women in town, whatever Cole says.
Sure.
But he's very quick to kind of tell his brother off. Mm-hmm. Little does he know.
So, Louisa ends up, she needs to get to work.
Yeah.
We find out that she needs trying to get a cab. You know, Cole is like, I'll take you.
Mm-hmm.
Finds out that she works at the inn. All this information that comes on the cab is crazy.
Yes.
We find out she works at the inn, which we've heard a bunch of times because we've heard it associated with the murder and the detective.
Yep.
And so then she says, he takes her to work. She ends up, dropping off at work. He ends up staying there.
Yes.
He's like, oh, I'm going to have a drink. So, she's pouring a drink. Another drink happens. Then
dinner.
It's nighttime. So he's been there for a few hours.
Yes.
He's having dinner. And so they start talking. They start having conversation. She actually says, kind of making a joke type situation about his son being Chinese or whatever. Of course, it sets Cole the wrong way.
Absolutely.
Because his son passed away, right. As we know. And she then, you know, he tells her. And so she's like, I'm really sorry. Let's start over. So Then they, you know, go back to having a conversation. So you could tell
you
that
can
there's...
Tell, I mean, even from the cab, I feel like mm-hmm. there was a little bit of chemistry right. going on. She right. was pissed at Scotty, sure. which is very understandable.
Sure.
She had to get to work and everything.
Sure.
But there was still a little bit of something going
there
on.
Was.
A little something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And that definitely escalated at dinner.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Drink.
There's definitely was chemistry.
Yeah.
Definitely was chemistry. And so he ends up leaving. He's driving home. And I'm like, this dude's been drinking. Of course, he's swerving a little bit.
I for sure thought something's going to happen. I was like, something is going to happen.
Oh,
then he
gosh.
Pulls right in the driveway.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right.
okay, you're good.
He makes
you're
it
good
home.
Man.
He makes it home. So he makes it home. He sees the lights on.
Lights are on.
He's like, okay. So he gets his bat out. He's like, you know, intruder, what's going on? He goes in, lo and behold, and I called it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Mom, you're so good at this. Like, I never see anything happen, but you're like, it's going to be Allison. I'm like, no, it's not. And then, it's Allison.
It was Allison. So she's laying there in the bed, sleep. So
casual.
He's like, oh, man. So, of course, you know, wakes her up. They start talking. She makes a statement, basically, do we have anything to drink?
And he questions, he's like, we.
Like, what's up with this we?
Mm-hmm.
So she's in the frame of mind, like, you know, whether it was a Freudian slip or, you know, she was just kind of casually talking. But obviously, again, in the writing, something there.
Reason
she still
being.
Feels for, like, right. Still feels for Cole.
Yeah.
And so.
Did you notice anything on her finger?
She took it off in the train. I saw that she had taken it off when during the train ride.
So Cole is very unaware that they are engaged, right? Because when he came that episode to the
he doesn't know that she's engaged. I mean, she just knows
before,
that they're
right.
obviously together.
So there is no ring.
Right.
So in
there
his opinion,
no
he's. I mean, she's still with him, kind of. I mean, he doesn't really know because she's just saying, I'm a slut. Why does everyone think I'm a slut?
Right. Well, I mean, he even says at some point, he's like, well, you know, she's like, can I stay? And he's like, this is your house. So, I mean, I think they're both in the situation where, like, I mean, they're not completely divorced. And so, yeah, of course, they're seeing other people. You know, she's with Noah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's living with
him. I mean,
he's
definitely having sex with other people.
Exactly. But I think that, you know, a lot of times when you've been together with someone and you kind of come together, those feelings are there.
But then again, I mean, that's what she realized, too, when she was reading Noah's book and everything and the way that Robert treated her.
Mm-hmm.
Cole sees her. Cole actually sees
right.
her for who she is.
Right.
They have history. I
right.
mean, I think they're still husband and wife.
I don't think they've gotten fully divorced
yet.
No.
So, I mean, he sees her, and that's mm-hmm. what she wants. She
right.
wants to be seen as Allison.
She does.
That's why, I mean, it's totally understandable that she goes back.
Right.
But, man, I did not like what happened when she asked him. She's like, come lay with me, come
right.
cuddle with me.
I knew that was I mean, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that there was no way he was just going to let her sleep there by herself.
Right.
Of course, you know, she does ask, you know, to lay with him. They start kissing.
And they go for it.
Yeah, it happens. And so I'm thinking it's over, that particular scene. But no, it shows up afterwards that Scotty shows up to the house. And so he's, you know, going bad on
Cole
about
Louisa. Right.
And he's like, yo, you slept with her, didn't you?
Yeah.
I told you not to sleep with her. Why did you do that? And Cole's not denying anything, which I'm like, just say that you did it. Just say I did it. But he's just like, dude, calm down. He's like, you know,
I think
pushing
Scotty's
him.
Kind of on a roll, though. I
right.
think there's no way, even if you're like, I didn't, bro. He'd
right.
be like, no,
right.
like you
right.
did.
So he's like, just calm down.
And there comes
chill
Allison.
Out.
She's coming in to save the day.
Right. Allison's like, what's going on? And then he just immediately, like, whoa.
Sorry, bro.
My bad. Didn't know.
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you. Peace.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I'm just curious to find out where that's going to go because, I mean, it's just the fact that they got together and we didn't see them actually sleep together, but, I mean, it's implied that they did just because they were kissing and all
right.
that kind of stuff. You know,
she
one
came
thing
out
leads to another,
in the blanket, right?
And she did come out in the
yeah.
blanket. So, it's very probable. But it does shoot, because we're running out of time, it does shoot to present day as it did in last
mm-hmm.
Episode. And we find the detective is at the diner. and or at a diner, and we see Soloway's attorney, Noah's attorney, show up, and he's been there, and well, you know, it's in Montauk.
Yes.
And he said he's been, you know, around Montauk, and he basically tells him, he's like, look, I've been here 3 days, 72 hours, and I've been talking to everybody, and he said half the people here would have wanted Scotty. They would have wanted him dead.
Yep.
Half the people. So for you to, you know, you just narrowed in on my client. I'm trying to figure out how you did that. Like, what was the reason? Blah, blah. He's just basically just, you know, just picking at him, just picking at him, just picking at him. So the detective finally is like, I'm out of here. I'm out. I'll see you in court type thing. So then we see that this hand pours some coffee. He's like, do you want some? And he's like, oh, yeah, only if it's hot. And then
not hot enough to kill you.
Right. And so, of course, that statement is like, what? Huh?
Hey-o.
So then the detective looks up and lo and behold, it's...
Dun, 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 dun.
Oscar.
I'm so glad he's back.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad he's back.
Oh, my God.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, and we haven't seen him since.
Right. This is the first time that we've seen him in season two.
And, of course, I knew he was coming back. But
yeah, he had to.
It was crazy. I'm so glad that he's there. And he makes the statement, basically, you know, he pushes him a card. He asks him, he says, do you think that he's going to, do you think he's going to get off? And so he's like, I don't know. And so he basically
slips him a card.
And then it pans out and we see that it is
Lockhart's lobster roll. So they clearly didn't build a nightclub. They must have taken the loan or somehow somehow gotten to some money, whether they sold the house or not.
Right.
But they somehow gotten some money, bought the lobster roll, named Lockhart's lobster roll.
Yes.
Oscar now works for them.
Right.
Awkward.
Super awkward.
Yep.
So I'm really looking forward to see where this is going to go now that Oscar's in the picture.
Oh, yeah.
And if Allison's going to run. I mean, it's just so much. But we have to wrap.
Yes.
We have to wrap real quick. Let's get into predictions because we've got like a minute left.
Okay. Quickly. I have one question.
Now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay, one question. Do we know what night Scotty died?
It was just an... I just was a, some a type random of party. Night? It was a party going on. I don't know.
Do we know if it was Cole's wedding?
I don't know.
What if it's the night of Cole's wedding and that's why they're like, oh, there's no way it could be his brother because his brother's out celebrating and it was a happy time for his brother, which would be the perfect opportunity to kill Scotty if it was Cole's doing.
Right. I don't know.
Something to think about.
Else we can post to the fans. Definitely let us know if you know, please, because we want to know. There's so many things going on.
So many things going on.
One prediction that I have is that I believe that now that we've seen our boy, Oscar, back, I think that Allison and Oscar are definitely going to get into it because they have major history.
Oh, they have crazy history.
So I think that they're going to get into it. Something's going to happen with that. And then Oscar is also going to be a poignant factor in the demise of... what goes on with that trial.
I completely agree. I'm so excited.
Oh, man, this show is crazy.
It's so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been our after show. We want to thank you for tuning in. Make sure that you continue to always follow us on AfterBuzzTV.com, on YouTube. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at The Poet Saint, and that's on every single thing. Kelly, where can they find you, young lady?
Instagram and Twitter at Kelly Kinez. Yes. And tweet us because we love having conversations with you guys.
Yes.
We love hearing what you guys have to think or say. There's so many options, so many different predictions.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think. There's just so much.
Oh, it's so much. It's so hard to keep it all in 1 hour, you know, after
I don't know
show
how to do it.
Because the way this show works. But, you know, we have to.
Yeah.
And hopefully we have our full panel back next week.
Hopefully.
So we can really get it in.
I know.
Oh,
it's so good.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next
week. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.